Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Ryan Jordan, a forensic investigator from CEP's Ottawa office. Today, we are talking barbecues. Barbecuing is a great way to bring family, friends, and neighbors together, especially during the warm summer weather. So Ryan, let's start with, what are the most common causes of barbecue fires?
The most common ones we see are barbecuing too close to combustible materials, such as vinyl or wood siding, leaving the barbecue unattended, and lack of maintenance. All of these causes are related to user error and can easily be prevented.
If so many are user error, what are some avenues for subrogation and what questions can an insurance adjuster ask to determine if their file has any subrogation potential?
There are some important questions an adjuster can ask. Firstly, how old is the barbecue? Is it past the ultimate statute of limitations? Where was it purchased? Does the owner have the user manual and receipt? Are there any recalls on the barbecue? Was it ever serviced? Does the building even permit it? And finally, where was the barbecue located? Oftentimes, the barbecue is displaced by firefighters, so it's important to know where the barbecue was positioned before the fire occurred. Some avenues for subrogation are against the manufacturer, a service person, or a tenant.
Okay. Are there any safety organizations that govern the use of barbecues or fuels in the provinces?
The TSSA, or Technical Standards and Safety Authority, is an Ontario government body whose mandate is to promote and enforce public safety. Some other provinces have an equivalent regulatory body. For example, Alberta has Safety Codes Council, and BC has Technical Safety BC. The TSSA regulates four key sectors, but for the purpose of this presentation, we will focus on one sector, fuels. The TSSA says that barbecues are approved for outdoor use only. Propane tanks must be safely stored, transported, connected, and used. You may want to take note that you must use a service elevator when transporting a propane tank, or if you do not have a service elevator, you must be alone in the elevator. As previously mentioned, barbecues must be kept clear of all combustible materials as listed on the barbecue rating plate or certified instructions and must be at least 1 meter away from any combustible material. The propane tank relief valve must be at least 1 meter away from any building opening below it, including doors and windows, and at least 3 meters away from the air intake of any appliance or air moving equipment. It must also be at least 3 meters from any source of ignition. On size alone, many balconies cannot accommodate these requirements, which is a reason they are not permitted at some buildings.
Okay, so what kinds of barbecues are out there, and how do I know which type is right for me?
There are many different options available to you. However, the right barbecue will depend mainly on your living situation. Barbecues come in several fuel types, including charcoal, wood pellet, propane, natural gas, and electric, which are typically small camping barbecues. If you're living in a dwelling that does not have a natural gas barbecue is probably not a good option for you. Or maybe you're living in a building that prohibits the use of fuel-burning barbecues.
So if someone lives in a high-rise condo building, would the use of a gas barbecue be prohibited?
The question we need to ask ourselves is, who has authority over the use of barbecues on balconies? The Ontario Fire Code does not prohibit the use of barbecues on balconies. Rather, this authority falls on the municipality. Some major cities, including Ottawa, do not have a bylaw prohibiting the use of barbecues on balconies. Ottawa does, however, have a bylaw acknowledging that condo corps have legal authority to prohibit barbecuing on their property. Condos may prohibit barbecues for a variety of reasons. Maybe there's not enough clearances from combustibles. They don't want smoke drifting into other apartments, or their insurance policy doesn't permit it. The first step is to check with the local municipality bylaw and then the condo corp. Most buildings prohibit the use of fuel-burning barbecues, so it's possible that only electric barbecues are permitted in the building. When handling a barbecue fire claim, it's important to ask if the type of barbecue involved in the fire was permitted to be used.
Okay, so assuming a person has the clearance and the ability to use a propane barbecue, what do they do when the propane tank is empty? When should they replace it?
You can take your propane tank to a refill station offered at some Costco locations, gas stations, and tool renting shops, or you can exchange it for a full tank. This service is offered at most large hardware stores and gas stations. Although propane tanks can last for many decades, they do have an expiration date. The expiration date is located on the collar of the tank. In Canada, all propane tanks must be inspected and recertified after 10 years. It's actually against the law to fill a damaged or expired tank.
Okay, so what happens when a propane tank is recertified?
Well, the following is checked. Welds and seams must be strong and intact. The collar and footer must be in good condition. There can't be any deep dents in the tank, and corrosion must not be too excessive. In most cases, the propane valve is replaced and a new date code is stamped on the collar.
Wonderful. Sounds like there are many options for investigating barbecue fires. Thank you for your insight on this and all of the things to keep in mind for this season.